Okay, Chevra. So the next sugya that we're going to do is the sugya of binyan bekalim or not. We'll try to go through this sugya relatively quickly. We noted the problem already at the beginning of the Gemara about pitpute kira and if you have a keresh and you fill it in. So is that called... That's the case of binyan. I would ask the question, I ain binyan bekalim. And the same question comes up in the Hemshech HaGemara. We'll talk about just like one of the three cases is a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel about ayo shufta bekupina demara. That if I put the, let's say, the stick, the handle, into the blade of the hoe, so Rav says that yichai misham bona. Ayo shufta bekupina demara, according to Rav, is bona. And Taisus already asks the question, I ain binyan bekalim. Now, whether yesh binyan bekalim or ain binyan bekalim is actually a discussion in Maseches Beitza. There's a machlokas on Daf Yud and elsewhere between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we pass in the ain binyan bekalim. So Taisus is asking Akasha, we hold ain binyan bekalim. And if I hold ain binyan bekalim, so how come ayo shufta bekupina demara is going to be chayiv? The fact that I hold ein binyan bekalim is clear in many sugyas, but certainly more clear even in Rashi. If you remember the Gemara in Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, yeah, turn to Ayin Dalet Amid Beis for a second. The Gemara says that a person who builds a basket or on Shabbos, if you build a barrel, you chayiv 7 times. You build an oven, you chayiv 8 times. It's like Ayin Dalet Amid Beis right before the wide lines. So in the context of how many malachos you violate, so Rashi writes that you are not in violation of binyan because ain binyan bekalim. And Tosfos quotes this Rashi on Ayin Dalet Amid Beis, Dibra Maaseh Chavita. Right? Notice that Rashi holds ain binyan bekalim. Frak Tosfos, our Gemara, Shufta Bekupina Demara, seems like you're building a keli. And if our Gemara says that you're chayiv, so then you should really be chayiv for bona in the case of building a chavis as well. So that's Tosfos' kasha. So Tosfos says that even though ain binyan bekalim, sometimes yesh binyan bekalim. When is sometimes that yesh binyan bekalim? How does Tosfos say it? What does our Tosfos say compared to the Tosfos on Ayin Dalet? Let's go, gentlemen. Baruch atah Adonai Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiya
B'dvaro.
Say it more precisely, the way Tosfos says it. Tosfos quotes a Gemara about Mita Shel Tarsiyim. Mita Shel Tarsiyim is basically the equivalent of like a folding chair, no? So right now it's not a keli. You pull it open, it becomes a keli. So in that case, on Tosfos, in binyan bekalim. However, if it's something like in our sugya being shufta bekupina demara, when I stick the stick into the hoe, so Tosfos says, in our case, you're chayiv. Why? What size is this lashon and kuf beis on a beis? I will compare the lashon and kuf beis on beis to the lashon and ayin dalet on a beis. Binyan Gamor, where are you reading from?
From Kuf Beis
Amid Beis. So, but how do we define Binyan Gamor? I mean, for right, Binyan Gamor, you are Chayiv. And Tosfos continues, and he defines Binyan Gamor, I think, as something that is Chizuk and Umnos. No? You see those words in Tosfos?
Yeah.
So my understanding is that Tosfos on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, in other words, binyan gomer doesn't mean anything. Binyan gomer just means that there's like real binyan as opposed to fake binyan. No? That's what binyan gomer means. But Tosfos later on, within this Tosfos, says that there is a din of binyan when it is a chizuk and umnus. Now that sounds very similar to what I would assume is like a malach on chol hamoed. It involves some sort of professionalism. But not only professionalism, it has to be stuck together very well. It has to be firm and professional. That's what Tosis is saying on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. What about an Ayin Dalet Amid Beis? What does Tosis say? Okay, what does that mean?
Do an entire
thing. Right. So that's a very different thing. Right? Tosis on Kuf Beis Amud Beis is distinguishing between firm and professional versus infirm and non-professional. And Tosis on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis is saying that when I build an entire keli, then I'm chayiv for bonin. But if I just add a teeny bit to the keli or something like that, then I'm not chayiv for bonin. Forming an entire keli is baina. And therefore, Taisvis asks Akasha on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Taisvis asks Akasha from the end of the seventh perek. What's Taisvis' Akasha on Ayin Dalet from the end of the seventh perek? Taisvis Vitzarech Iyon. We have a question from Minapeach Kloy Zechuches, no? The Gemara says, if I am Minapeach Kloy Zechuches, right, that means if I blow glass. If you don't know what blowing glass is, go to Corning, New York. And it's Mamish Haflevafela. There has been a skill that human beings have had probably for 4,000 years of blowing glass. It is an unbelievable chachma. The way they do it. They have like a tube. You've ever seen it?
I haven't been to the museum in Corning, but I watched a reality show. The purpose was a glass blowing competition, and in theory, the winning person gets an exhibit at the museum. So I've been thinking for a long time going there.
It's beautiful. I mean, I strongly recommend going there. So Tos asks Akasha, that the Gemara in Ayin Hay Amud Beis says, if someone is minapeach klei zechuches, that means you blow glass. So the din is yachayev for makeh bepatish. For Tosis, how can you not chayev for bona? And Tosis leaves this as a kasha. Right? Tosis on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis leaves it as a kasha. Presumably because that's shver according to both understandings of Tosis, no? According to Tosis on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, it's difficult. Because there is certainly umnis involved in blowing glass. According to Tosis on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, it's difficult because you're being osek kol hakeli. You're making an entire keli. So Tosis says, Tzarech Iyon, Tosis asks Akasha from Minapeyach Klei Zechuches. Rashi holds that Ein Binyan Bekelim, Rashi seems to know that Ein Binyan Bekelim is a rule across the board. According to Rashi, Ein Binyan Bekelim. That's why if I make a basket, Haiman de Ovid Chavita, Ovid Tanura, Rashi says Ein Binyan Bekelim. Rashi does not tell me that if I'm Osa Kol Hakeli, I'm Chayiv. If I make a Chavis, I'm Osa Kol Hakeli. But according to Rashi, still Ein Binyan Bekelim. And even if it's professional, but you actually went to college and you took that basket weaving course, right? Even if you're a professional basket weaver, you majored in basket weaving, nonetheless, according to Rashi, you're not chayiv. Rashi writes, Ayin Dalet Amud Beis, Ein Binyan Bekelim is a categorical statement. Now for Rashi, the Gemara on Mem Zayin makes a lot of sense, but our Gemara on Kuf Beis is very difficult, no? Because our Gemara says, if I put the stick into the hoe, I'm chayiv. Why am I chayiv? I ain't being in Bekelim, according to Rashi. So now, I have Rashi versus Tosfos. I should add, by the way, do you have Tosfos HaRash in the back of your Gemara?
Yes.
Yeah, you do. So read the Tosfos HaRash on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. The Tosfos HaRash parallels Haiman the Isle Shifter Bekupina Demara. Keep on reading. So far, so good. Yeah. Okay. Slowly. So Tosfos HaRash added a word that does not appear in Tosfos either on Kuf Beis or Tosfos on Ayin Dalet. Right? What's the word?
Arai.
According to Tosfos HaRash, okay, the difference between a situation where there is Binyan Bekalim and a situation when there's no Binyan Bekalim is whether it is Arai or Kavua. At the end of the Tosfos HaRash, he uses the term Kavua, no? Temporary building, like when I put together a folding chair, I'm not chayev for bonim. But permanent building, I am chayev. So if I take the shufta and I put in the kupina demara, right, so I am chayev. Because that is not arai, that is kavua. So I have, within Tosfos, and this is a fascinating thing, I have three different versions of the shita of Tosfos. No? Tosfos is distinguishing sometimes yes binyan bekalim, sometimes ain binyan bekalim. But there are three types of distinctions that I'm aware of within the Tosfos. Tosfos HaRash, I think, is the most interesting, especially in light of that Yerushalmi, on the base of the base, Bedapi HaYerushalmi, where the Yerushalmi discusses, can you be chayev for bona that is not binyan kavua on Shabbos, no? For example, the question is, what about the Mishkan? The Mishkan was meant to be built and then to be disassembled. So, Frek Tosfos, how is there a chiyuv of bona for putting up the Mishkan? It's binyan arai. Frek the Yerushalmi, right? How is there a chiyuv of building a Mishkan on Shabbos? It's binyan arai. So Yerushalmi answers, well, since it says, Alpi Hashem Yachanu, Alpi Hashem Yisa'u, so that's like kavua, no? You get the impression from the Yerushalmi, right? In other words, that they're building it permanently. God will tell them to move at some point. So you get an impression from Tosfos that Binyan Arai is not going to be Chayiv. But there's another opinion in that Yerushalmi that Binyan Arai is Chayiv. It's not clear how we paskin. Lahalacha. It's a machlokas between the Neidim Yehuda and the Chassam Sefer about umbrellas on Shabbos, no? Famous Chassam Sofer, Semenayin Beis, where he says that there's no real iser not to make an umbrella on Shabbos. Another Yehuda felt that if you open an umbrella on Shabbos, you're chayiv chatos. That's bad. Don't do it. Chayiv chatos. Chassam Sofer says, I don't know of any iser. And one of his svaris is, it's binyan arai. The Tosfos HaRash, over here, in a slightly different context, is saying binyan arai is not chayiv. Okay, so let's go slowly, gentlemen. Again, Rashi holds ain binyan bekalim, clear across the board. Raya, daf mem zayin, blowing glass. It's only makam patish, it's not binyan. Tosfos says, if it's binyan gomor, there is binyan bekalim. What binyan gomor means, I have three approaches. Right? That's Tosfos HaRash. That's Tosfos. There are three approaches. Tosfos on Ayin Dalet, Tosfos on Kuf Beis Amid Beis, and the Tosfos HaRash on Kuf Beis Amid Beis have three slightly different nuances within Tosfos. How does Rashi learn the Gemara on Kuf Beis Amid Beis? How would Rashi learn that Gemara? So turn to the Mordechai, in the Haggais Mordechai. To the Haggais Mordechai, Simin Tof Nun Zayin. I think that's where it is. Yeah, Haggais Mordechai Tof Nun Zayin. So what does the Mordechai say? So Mordechai quotes different opinions. First of all, who was the Mordechai, when and where did he live?
After Moshe Rabbeinu.
Before Moshe Feinstein. Excellent. Very precise. Right? But even more precise. Who was the Mordechai? What was his name? What was his dog's name?
Mordechai ben Hillel.
Mordechai ben Hillel. And where did he live?
Germany.
When did he die? Rheinfleisch massacres of 1284.
Since
1298, but you're responsible. Dr. Salvation, he died in 1284.
I clicked the button and it told me 1298.
I don't know. Okay, so what does the Mordechai say? What does the Mordechai say? How do I deal with this Gemara about Haiman de Ayo Shufta Bekupina Gemara? Right? If I hold like Rashi, that there is no binyan, even binyan gomor does not exist by kalim. Right? And that's why if I make a chavis, I'm not chayit. So how do I deal with the gemara on kuf beis on the beis? Read the Mordechai inside. There are two approaches in the Mordechai, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. Let's go slowly. Look at the Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in the Mordechai. And read it slowly. What's Rabbi Yochanan? And it's on Rabbi Yochanan on our daf also, Nachon. What does Rabbi Yochanan say?
He says, Yesh binyan b'kelem, Rav.
According to Rav, Yesh binyan b'kelem. According to Shmuel, Ein binyan b'kelem. Right? The Mordechai is accurately quoting the Rabbi Yochanan the way we have it. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that Rav Taka holds Yesh binyan b'kelem. So it's not such a kasha. How come I'll show the Bekubina demara I ain't binyan b'kelem? Yeah, I paskin ain't binyan b'kelem. But Rav holds Yesh binyan b'kelem. Now, the difficulty with this pshat of the Rabbi Yochanan is that what I now have is a machlokas Rav and Shmuel, whether Yesh binyan b'kelem or ain't binyan b'kelem. But in Beit Zadaf Yud and Daf Kof Beis, that's a machlokas between Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel. And it's unlikely that Rav and Shmuel would disagree about the same exact thing that Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel disagreed about. So that's a why is that unlikely? Because Amoraim should be aware of what the Tanaim said. Right? And Rav and Shmuel should not have a machlokas how I pass it. Right? Because if I have machlokas Beit Shammai and Beit Hillel, I have rules how to pass in the halacha, no? Right? This is a pretty Aleph Beis Gimel of Judaism. So that's a shverkeit, that's a difficulty within the Rabbi Yochanan. Look at the Yireim's pshat. The Re'im in the Mordechai is the Yireim. What does the Yireim say?
It can't matter how the it's not yet complete.
So say this in normal English. It's like very funny. The Yireim is saying that when Rav says you're chayev for bona, Rav means that you're not chayev for makir b'patash. You're really not chayev for bona either, because ain binyan b'kelem. But right when Rav says, look at the Yireim. It's unbelievable. No, the Yireim writes pirush re'im. Rav amar mishum bona pirush. Therefore, there's no makir patash. It's not makir patash unless it's something she'elo mechuser binyin, right, etc. V'lo amarav mishum bone, lo mashehu chayim mishum bone, dohav ein binyin bekelim, ela lahasirai mitam makir patash. Wait, this is like Woody Allen. I don't know if I'm allowed to quote him because he got me too. But Woody Allen said that for Jews, swimming equals not drowning. So a fundamental insight. Think about it. It's profound. Swimming is non-drowning. So that's Rav according to the Yireim. Rav says bone. He means not makir patash. He doesn't mean bone. Right? Now, what's the shverkeit with the Yireim? Judaism don't work like that, no? If I say you're chayev for bona, misdomeh, it means that you're chayev for bona. Okay, so what does Rashi really hold? Does Rashi really hold like the Rabbi Yochanan? But again, I have to deal with this. Come on, Kuf Beis. I'll shift the Kupina tomorrow according to Rav's Chayiv. Does he hold like the Rabbi Yochanan? That Rav holds your Chayiv? And we'd have to deal with how Rav stims with the Machlokas Beishamai Beshillel in Beitza. Or Daisune holds like the Yireyana. That according to Rav, you're not Chayiv Mishum Bon at all. So everyone, all the Achrayim, bring a Raya from a Rashi on Kuf, Kuf, Ches, Amid Beis. Turn to Kuf, Kuf, Ches, Amid Beis. Right, the Gemara Kuf, Kuf, Ches, Amid Beis writes, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, remember that word, Rav Yehuda says in the name of Rav, that a behema that falls into a amas hamayim, that falls into like a water area, so you bring maybe kermuk, also. You're not supposed to just pick up the behema on Shabbos. The behema is mukta, right? But you don't want Elsie the cow to die. Elsie's now in the pit. So says the Gemara that Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, right? Hear that word? That Rav said, I take pillows and I put it underneath it, and if the animal comes up, it goes. Frekli Gemara, you're only supposed to feed the animal in the pit, but you're not supposed to put the pillows there. So my answer is, it depends whether you can feed the animal or not feed the animal. If it's shayach to feed the animal, you have to feed the animal and not put the pillows. If it's not shayach to feed the animal, then you're allowed to put the pillows. Frek the Gemara, first wide line. There is some iser within the mukta framework called bitul kli mehichanai. Frek the Gemara, how am I allowed to put the pillow underneath Elsie the cow? Right. What that will do is it makes the pillow mukta, because Elsie is now on the pillow. Elsie is mukta. It makes the pillow mukta. So frek the Gemara, you're being mevatel kli mehichanai. So the answer is that bitul kli mehichanos din drabonan saba lachem is a dayrai. So the dayrai trumps the drabonan. That's the Gemara on kuf kaf chas on the base. Before you ask a question, look at Rashi. What's Rashi saying? What's the iser of being mevatul kli mehichanos?
Dumeh lesoser binyan.
Meaning the iser is, you're destroying something that was built. Soyser. Remember, Soyser is the opposite of Boneh. Soyser! Boneh, if Rashi holds Ein Binyan B'Kelim as a categorical statement, how come there is Soyser? The answer that all the Achronim say is, because this Gemara in Kuf Kaf Ches Amud Beis is Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, and Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelim. So if Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelim, Bitul kli mehichano is going to be a din of soser. If yesh binyan b'kelim, yesh soser b'kelim. That's Rav. So Rashi l'cha ora holds like the Rabbeinu Chananel, that Rav throughout Shas assumes yesh binyan b'kelim. The Gemara on Kuf Kaf Ches is Rav's statement. Good? You had a comment, or should I speak some more?
This might be more on the actual Gemara over here. I don't understand why we're doing clothes at all. If it's Sar Malichayim, it's not. And Mok says the Rabbanan.
So the Vard is that even though it's an Issa Drabbanan, Yisurim Drabbanan that don't involve physical action are more kal than Yisurim Drabbanan that do involve physical action. One of the Yishonim on that now speaks this after it. Further, Ashba, one of them. That I'm not going to permit actually lifting up Elsie the cow, because that would be total begufa, that's mamish moving it, and that's more of an iser mukta than just being mevatel kli mehichanos. Turn to the Mishnah Mem Zayin Amud Beis. Second. One second. No, that's not what I'm looking for. There is another Rashi who is Saiser. One second. Maybe it's on Memgimel on the Chalet. Membeis on Membeis. Membeis on Membeis. Mishnah says, "Ein nosnin kli tachas haner lekabel as hashemen b'mnas nuha mibaod yom it's mutter." You shouldn't put a keli tachas haner to get the oil that's dripping down, because the oil is mukta. And one of two problems, Rashi writes on Membeis on Membeis. One problem might be that ain keli nittol el vatzerich dabar hanittol, that I'm not allowed to move a keli for something that's mukta. If I move a keli for the dripping oil, since the dripping oil is mukta because it's burning on Shabbos, so I'm moving a keli vatzerich something that's mukta. I'm not allowed to do. Inami kosaver. Aser levato kli mehechanai lahayshiv kli b'makam shelo yuchal od litlo dehevi kikoveya lo makam umechabro betit v'dami l'malacha. What does that actually mean? A membeis on membeis. Rashi Membeis on Membeis says that the Isser Bittul Kli Mehichano is, right, read the Rashi Membeis on Membeis. Let's go, guys. Rashi in the Mishnah Membeis on Membeis, Rashi speaks about why is it Aser Levato Kli Mehechano. Which Malacha? Is not saying that the Isra is so sir. I'm not destroying the clay.
Because Rashi holds that fundamentally Ein Binyan Ustira Bekema. But if I am Mevatel a Kli, I am going to violate the Isser of Boneh in the sense that now the Kli is attached to the ground. But that's Rashi's Lashon, a Mevase on a base, no? Mechabrai Betit. Is that what Rashi writes? I'm attaching it to the ground. So this is really interesting. Okay, what I am suggesting is that Tosfos holds Ein Binyan Bekelim, but Binyan Gomer there is. Rashi holds Ein Binyan Bekelim categorically. We have that one Rashi on Kuf Chaf Ches who says that Yesh Binyan Bekelim, right, in the sense of Yesh Stira Bekelim. Well, the Rashi on Kuf Chaf Ches is going within Rav. And Rashi himself really doesn't go that way, because Rashi himself says that the real Isser of Bittul Kli Mehechano is Boneh in the sense of I'm attaching it to the ground. Do you guys have 5 more minutes? Okay, let's do 5 more minutes and then... So Halacha L'maisa, how do I paskin? Next week, Be'ezras Hashem, I want to talk about the Rambam's Shita and the Ran's Shita, but now I want to just talk about Rashi and... Now I just want to talk about Rashi and Tosfos, and how do I pass the Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos? So Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Yud Dalet Seif Aleph. Shulchan Aruch Simin Shin Yud Dalet Seif Aleph. You probably have it on the computer also. For some reason, Bar Ilan was like doing weird things last week on the YU Bar Ilan site.
It took a while to work this morning also.
Yeah, it's like very weird. Shin Yud Dalet Seif Aleph. Writes Ein Binyan Ustira Bekelim, V'Hani Milo She'Eino Binyan Mamish. Right? For example, if it's a broken chavis that was reattached with some putty, so then you're allowed to break it, because that's not Binyan Ustira Mamish. So who does Rash? Who does the Mechabra hold like? Rashi or Tosfos? Tosfos, nachon. But the Mechaber says that Ein Binyan Bekelim, but Binyan Mamish there is. Right? He just phrases it like in the alternative. He's right. Ein Binyan Bekelim, but if it is Binyan Mamish, then you violate Binyan Bekelim. That's the Mechaber. Look at the Gra on this din. The Gra begins with the word She'eino Machzekes. Right? We'll talk about that next week in Yetzah Hashem on Sunday. For Sunday, I want you to learn the Tosfos in Erev and Lamed Daled Amid Beis. But we'll talk about this Gra now, briefly. Right? If it's a very big Keli, the Rambam says in Yechayiv. Right? If it holds our button, so Gra on this. Tosfos in Erev answers that the case in Erevin is when you're chayef or bona on Shabbos by Ikele is a migdal gadol. Right? And Rashi writes that way also. And the Orzerua writes that way. And that's what Rashi writes in Erevin Lamed Hey. Diba Masu Mas Nisan. And Rashi writes that Lamed Amid Beis. And Rashi in Erevin Diba Masu Shmei. And in the Mishnah, in the 15th parak of Kalim and the 8th parak of Ahalos, that basically very big Kalim, you're chayef for bona. That's what the Gra says. He has like a bazillion rayas. Everyone holds it chayef for an oil. And Rashi is azol l'shitasai. You see that? Those words in the Gra? Again, it's on, I have the Gra like on the second side of the page in Shin Yudal. It begins Yom Asko She'enam Achsekes. Rashi is going to Shitaso, disrelate the Ein Binyan Ustira Bekelim La'olam. Rashi says there's never Binyan Ustira Bekelim, like it says in Shabbos Ayin Dalet. And look at Rashi. Ay vahi the resh perek habone, Rav svirulayde yesh Binyan Bekelim. Aval ledidan, kaimalon kuravan, kufchaf beis, right? Kaimalon kishmuel, da'amar that it's makib patish. Right? So the Gra
has so far spoken out the entire sugya for us. Right? That Rashi holds Ein Binyan B'Kelim categorically. I, the Gemara about Ayo Shufta B'Kupina Demara, that Gemara is only according to Rav. V'chein Pirish Rashi on Mem Zayin and Kuf Chaf Beis that Yechayv HaMakim Patish. Etc. etc. V'chein Ahiduchoyas on Mem Vav Udashida and Erev and Kuf Beis. It's all because of Makim Patish. V'chein Mash Rashabas Ayin Hei on Mem Beis Dimenapeach B'Kli. The Gra says, and they have a pure raya that your chayev, that there's no binyan b'kelim, a raya like Rashi from that Gemara of blowing glass, like Taisa says. The Gra assumes that that is a raya that cannot be refuted. Umasha hikshe b'hagos Mordechai derav ahadodi deka'ama meisikin b'kelim. B'hagos Mordechai is bothered by Akasha. That Rav says Meisikin B'Kelim on Daf Chav Tes. Rav says that on Yontif, I'm allowed to make a fire by taking a chair and throwing it into the fire. How am I allowed to throw a chair into the fire? Isn't that Stira B'Kelim? And that's according to Rav. So the Gra is asking Akasha. He quotes that the Mordechai is asking Akasha, don't tell me that Rav holds Yesh Binyan B'Kelim, because Rav allows me to throw a chair into the fire. So the Gemara, so the Gra answers Yesh Leimar de Grama Mutter. Explain this line to me.
When you throw the chair into the fire, it's not, you're not destroying the fire. It's only the Grama.
It's Grama. Why is it Grama? It's Grama because
you're putting it next to the fire.
No, I'm putting the chair in the fire. I'm throwing the chair in the fire. Why is it grandma? Because the chair doesn't get burned up the first moment I throw it in. It takes the chair time to be burned. You see from the Gra that the heter of throwing chairs into the fire is based on grandma. Again, the Mordechai himself says that Rav holds, right? The Mordechai is bothered by this kasha about throwing the chairs into the fire. The Gra answers that the reason why you're allowed to throw the chair into the fire is because Ain, the reason why is because it's Grama. You see, the Rabbeinu Hananel is saying that according to Rav Yesh Binyan B'Kelim, and we wanted to learn that that's the pshat in the Rashi on Kuf Chaf Ches, but the Gra says that can't be the pshat, because on Daf Chaf Ches we see that you're allowed to throw a chair into the fire. How can I throw a chair into the fire? Shouldn't that be Stira B'Kelim? So the Gra says no. It's not Stira B'Kelim because it is Grama. Hiblinander, on Sunday, I want to get into this a little bit more. So for Sunday, do this. I'll give you some more in my room, so I'll WhatsApp them. Okay, have a good Shabbos, Frederick.